The No Child Left Behind law requires that teachers be highly qualified in the subject they teach. For mathematics teachers, that often means having an advanced degree in math. Some researchers believe it takes more than that to be a good teacher, and they say it's not only an understanding of the subject that counts, but the ability to understand how children learn. From Ann Arbor, Michigan, Robert Frederick reports on efforts to find out what mathematical knowledge is needed to teach math.
Twice in the last 4 years, Detroit City High School has had 100% of students proficient in mathematics, meeting the year 2013 goal of No Child Left Behind policy. Charlene Peake has taught for 35-plus years. She leads the otherwise young math department at this alternative high school that serves at-risk students. She says her success comes naturally.
I just have this little knack of being able to break it down so that the students really understand it. And then I sit back and I study a lot. People call me a nerd because if I go out to dinner, I'm alone, I read a math book. I do math problems. And it's just that I just have an affinity for math. I love it.
But Peake didn't start out as a math teacher. After an undergraduate degree in English, she began teaching fourth grade. She then put herself through two master's degree programs. But neither one was in teaching math.
When I thought about going back to get a degree in teaching math, I found that I had been teaching too long. And a lot of the ideas that they were giving the teachers and the approaches that they were giving the teachers to me just were not practical. So I felt that I didn't want to go into a classroom and be cynical in the classroom and tell the teachers the young people the way it really is in the classroom.
Teachers who don't have Charlene Peake's natural knack for teaching math don't stay long in the classroom. Deborah Ball teaches teachers at the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor. She illustrates one aspect of what a teacher needs to know by looking at a simple arithmetic problem. 35 multiplied by 25. The answer is 875.
When I show mathematicians different methods, all producing 875, many mathematicians are very, very, very slow at trying to ascertain whether those other methods, in fact, are viable if you were to use them in general for other numbers. And teachers can't afford to be all that slow. Or suppose I were to show mathematicians four different answers now that are not 875. It won't be good enough as a teacher just to say, oh, this is the wrong answer. It's not useful. As a teacher, you have to actually have to be able to see, like, what went wrong.
How do you teach a teacher how to see what went wrong? Experts funded by the National Science Foundation are trying to figure that out. Judith Ramaley of the NSF attended a recent conference on this topic at the University of Michigan.
One of the things we're learning is that it isn't enough to know the material. But we're also learning that if you don't know the material, nothing else will substitute, because it's a necessary condition. The challenge is that that is not sufficient. They also need to understand how the minds of young people work and how to diagnose, if you will, the kinds of tangles kids get into.
But defining success for math teachers eventually all comes down to whether students improve on their math tests. Asked whether teachers should teach to the test, Ramaley quickly responds.
One important thing to keep in mind is that if the test is a good test, there's absolutely nothing wrong with teaching to the test.
But, she adds, what is on the test and whether it is a good test is decided locally.
If teachers are teaching to the test, if students are spending more time in activities that aren't really drawing them into thinking more deeply about mathematics, then maybe it's time to rethink the choices that those schools are making.
Back at Detroit City High School, Charlene Peake wonders if federal No Child Left Behind policy will let her continue to teach mathematics. That policy requires her to become highly qualified by the 2005-2006 school year. But because she doesn't have a degree in math, and she's not enrolled in an alternative certification program, she doesn't know what will happen.
As far as myself as being grandfathered in, will I still be teaching math? I don't know. I might. I've been pretty lucky, you know, because I find my principal here and the other principals that I've worked for over the years have thought I was okay. So I might be all right. Maybe I'll just help the children do their remedial work. I'll be happy doing that.
For NPR News, I'm Robert Frederick.
And you can try to figure out where students go wrong in some sample math problems at our website, npr.org.